This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Both the White House and the Kristi Noem campaign are confirming President Donald Trump will visit Sioux Falls on September 7th. Details of time and place are forthcoming from the White House. It's Trump's first visit to South Dakota during his administration. He will campaign for Noem's gubernatorial bid. According to the Sioux Falls Argus Leader, a $5,000 contribution to Noem's campaign will grant a couple the chance to snap a photo with the president. Those wishing to hear Trump's remarks without a photo can attend for $500. The Agriculture Department's weekly crop report reveals spring wheat harvesting in South Dakota is nearly complete. 97% of the wheat crop is out of the ground. Officials say 3% of corn is mature, and soybean crop development is also ahead of the average pace. Soil moisture supplies were stable for the week. Just over 60% of topsoil moisture and about 59% of subsoil moisture in the state is rated adequate to surplus. South Dakota's pasture and range conditions are considered fair to good. Deadwood gambling in July is down from last year, yet officials remain hopeful. Mike Rodman is with the Deadwood Gaming Association. He attributes the decline to a decrease in the number of licensed gambling devices. He says the Celebrity Hotel on Main Street closed last month, and the Deadwood Comfort Inn did not relicense its devices. He said the Deadwood gaming numbers reflect what's happening around the country.
Where the visitor is spending less of their visiting dollar, if you will, on gaming and more on other aspects from entertainment to dining to retail. And so I think that's just kind of a natural trend that Deadwood's dealing with.
Hotel occupancy was down, but Rodman says that could be attributed to more capacity with the new hotel at the Cadillac Jacks complex. Mostly cloudy, storms possible in the east tonight, lows from the 50s to 70 degrees. This is STPB.